Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. Text line 37937. Jones, you're talking like people nationally will watch this game. That's fair. I mean, nationally.
Don't you think the number one pick and the number three pick is like some attention?
Do I think Caleb Williams and the Bears were a conversation nationally? I kind of do.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't think it's about the Patriots necessarily.
I mean, it's two potential franchise quarterbacks that could be like studs for a really long time. And I think there's interest in that.
I mean, nationally, people are talking. I watched this morning. Was it Tannenbaum or who was it on Get Up was saying Jaden Daniels should be the MVP of the league? So
if
Jaden Daniels, I shouldn't assign that to him. Where did I see that? I'll double check who said
somebody
that.
Somebody said that. They should calm down.
Yeah.
He's been very good, though.
Yeah, whoever said it, calm down, would you?
Good take.
Here was it. Who was it? Who was it?
Strong take.
It was Tannenbaum. I was right. So yeah, you're right, Keith. Calm down, Tannenbaum.
All right.
But I bet people are looking at it going, did the Bears get it wrong already, Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels? So why is it crazy to look at it and say they may get it wrong with Drake May as well? That's all I'm wondering. I wonder if that conversation changes, because I bet New England, most people are taking Drake May over Caleb Williams. I would. You wouldn't. We'll see how it plays out this Sunday. Patriots and Bears. People also...
people are fired up?
Well, they're fired up about Ron Jeremy as the best hedgehog.
Well, maybe. So, yeah, somebody wanted a Mount Rushmore of hedgehogs. I mean, Sonic and Knuckles, I would be on there.
Yeah, it's 50% of your Mount Rushmore, I would say.
Yeah. Popular hedgehogs.
I'm at a bit of a loss for...
Is Tails anymore a hedgehog? I don't even know if Tails was a hedgehog. Tails felt more like a...
Who did you pop your head
squirrel
in and say, Nick?
Who's Tails?
Who did you say?
Shadow.
Was that a hedgehog?
Yeah. Well, he's in those games later on.
Okay.
What do you think Tails was? I don't think he...
I don't know. Again, I'm not as well versed in this.
I got to look up what he... Oh, he's a fox! Of course.
Yeah.
Beautiful tail. Nice ears. The fox.
Fox is known for flying.
I was more of like...
He's a unique guy.
I was more of an Aladdin guy on Sega than I was a Sonic guy.
More of Aladdin. Aladdin's a good game. Aladdin the apples.
Aladdin was a good game. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, real nice.
You know what Tails' real name was? That's obviously a nickname for him.
I assume that was his real name.
No, Miles Prower was his real name. Miles.
Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good dude. Sonic 2 is
one
of my
Knuckles
favorite games.
And Miles. Yeah, it's not
the second Sonic game is pretty amazing.
Should Amon-Ra St. Brown, I mean, he's already got a great, he's the sun god.
Should he be Tails? Oh, no,
Should he be Tails?
No, but maybe somebody else, whoever their third back is. They must have a third back that wants
Craig
to be included.
Craig
Reynolds?
Is that his name? Craig Reynolds? He's
maybe.
He's Tails.
He's like, I'll be Tails. Like, no, we're good. Yeah, no, we kind of have a good thing going
you're
here.
You're Shadow. Nobody ever wants to see you. You stay on the sidelines. So it's Patriots Friday. We got Keith's Keys at 1 o'clock. We got a four-pack of questions, Patriots and Bears coming your way about a half an hour from now. We'll also talk to special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer and Patriots offensive lineman. Who knows where the hell he's lining up anymore?
Could be anywhere.
Mike Unwenu. We'll ask him about it when he joins us later on a Patriots Friday. But right now, it's time for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We do it every Friday. Five legs to our touchdown parlay. We hit way back in week 3. We've admittedly been on a bit of a cold streak since then. I would say, the most shocking pick. You want to do the shocking pick last, Keith?
Yeah, I would save the shocking pick to the end.
Let's work our way up to that.
Yeah.
I'll start with my pick. I hate that I have a morning game on here. We have had very bad luck.
Oh, this stinks. I forgot about this.
However, Keith,
it's the Germany game,
those
right?
Those were London games. Those were London games.
Good point. Great distinction.
This game's in Munich.
Yes. Thank
Carolina
God.
On the other side. Brutal defense.
Yes.
Easy to run on.
Uh-huh.
I admittedly had this logic a few weeks ago with Javonte Williams when they played Carolina and it didn't hit, but I think this one will.
You do?
I got Tyrone Tracy plus 105, morning game. It could be over real quick.
We'll know before lunch.
Tyrone Tracy and the Giants against Carolina in Germany. That is my pick for the Bozo Touchdown.
All right. So I went with...
it's a high over-under in that game, too. It's like 47 points. Yeah.
I went with this guy last week. Didn't hit.
Oh, so you're doubling down.
I'm doubling down. He is going up against a porous run defense.
Yep. It's a good place to start.
Of the New England Patriots. Give me DeAndre Swift.
Nice.
And anytime touchdown is plus 110 on his own.
Juicy.
Running backs have done very well against the Patriots this year, both yards and scores.
I'd say.
So I will take DeAndre Swift to get his ass back in the end zone this week.
Okay, DeAndre Swift plus 110. I got Tyrone Tracy plus 105. Billy Lanny, who you got?
Going to the Eagles-Cowboys game in Dallas, I'm going to take CeeDee Lamb.
I like the, it's plus 145?
Plus 145.
Okay, I like that a lot, to be honest.
It's because Cooper Rush.
So, yeah, but... You don't think Cooper Rush?
He has to throw somebody.
I think he's gonna pepper CeeDee Lamb. Like,
I think he's probably gonna get 15 targets.
Yeah, I feel like when backup quarterbacks get in there, they pepper number one targets like that. That's real good value on CeeDee Lamb. Again, you said it's the Eagles? That's a bad pass defense, too. Not a bad defense, but a bad pass defense. So I like that one a lot. Terp is going with a receiver who feels like he gets in the end zone every week. That would be Justin Jefferson, minus 105. That's our only minus pick here for the day. And then for our bold pick.
This is a bold flavor.
From time to time, we like a bold flavor.
Nick from the clouds.
Nick from
that's not Jalen Polk level.
No. So Jalen Polk.
Jalen Polk actually was longer odds.
Billy took the squeaky wheel, Jalen Polk, last week, plus 600.
Yep.
Didn't hit, but in fairness, we missed a lot of legs last week.
It wasn't the only one.
Nick is going to uncharted territory. What is your pick this week, Nick?
I'm going with the same game Terp did, that Vikings-Jaguars game, and I'm going with the Vikings defense and special teams to score.
Wow.
It's Mac Jones. The Vikings defense special teams have scored 3 touchdowns this year.
Okay.
And it's Mac Jones, so there's a chance.
Pick 6, fumble 6, all good, whatever it is. Defense and special teams,
yeah,
right? So a rare kick return, punt return.
2-for-1.
All right. So I think what you have to do is you have to same game parlay those two, and then you take the other 3 and you put them all together.
Yeah, okay.
So if you were to do that, it mm-hmm. would be one ham, standard $10 bet,
mm-hmm.
one ham would win you...
How many PS5s?
Just shy of 2 PS5s.
Nice.
$984.41.
You know, I'm surprised it's not... And that's nothing to sneeze at, but with a... What was the Vikings defense? Plus 380?
Plus
390 right now, I'm looking at.
390?
So this is what we got. We got plus 390 with the Vikings.
People are fading Nick already.
Plus 145 on CeeDee Lamb,
uh-huh.
plus 110 on DeAndre Swift, plus 100 on Tyrone Tracy, and minus 105 on Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
So that would equal one ham for just shy of 2 PS5s.
Do I love the idea?
A good day at the office.
It's a great day at the office. Do I love the idea of picking a defense? No. But the more we talk about this, it's Mac Jones. He'll hand you a pick 6 like you read about. The Vikings defense, I didn't realize, already has 3 scores this year.
Yeah, they'd be scoring.
It's also a 2-for-1. It's mm-hmm. defense. That defense is out there a good portion of the time, plus mm-hmm. special teams, 2-for-1. And how is it only plus 380? What are defenses?
I scrolled by it, and I was like, wow, that's way higher than I thought it was going to be.
You're like looking for Jordan Naylor. You're like rolling down, and then you're like, wait a minute, the Vikings defense is way up there? All right, so plus 380. One ham will win you just shy of 2 PS5s, almost a grand.
Real quick, the Parlay Princess, before she signed off of the Greg Hill Morning Show, had sent me her 13-leg NFL parlay, $20. So she goes 2 hams.
She doubles up.
She would win $12,200.
Right, look, that's a nice payday. That's a lot. That's cheap.
That's just for 6 PS5s?
For an extra ham, she's upped it to 6 PS5s. Yeah.
Very so bold. She's out there.
Isn't that 24 PS5s?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
6? What am I doing? No, that wouldn't cover that.
$12,000? Yeah, it would be 24 PS5.
My
yes.
bad.
Yeah. Shortchanging the Parlay Princess. Yeah.
I was not prepared for that today. So 24 PS5s.
Uh-huh.
She could have 2 for every month of the year
That's
if
awesome.
She wanted to.
That's great.
Real quick, ready?
Yeah.
Giants over Panthers.
Uh-huh.
Give me like a yes or no. How
yes.
do you feel about it? Bills over Colts. These are all money line.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, but yes.
Falcons over Saints.
Yes.
49ers over Bucks.
Yes.
Steelers over Commanders.
Not sure about
Maybe
that.
Not.
I'm going to put me down for a no.
Vikings over Jaguars.
Yes.
Patriots over Bears.
Yes.
You do like that.
I do. I told you. I didn't think it would be the worst leg. Yeah.
Broncos. Oh, Broncos +7.5 Chiefs. So she randomly has a spread line in there.
Okay. Don't hate it. And it's not about the 7.5 feels like a sucker line.
Yeah.
But.
Keep it close.
Well, the Chiefs could just be looking ahead to the Bills next week. That's all. That's
all
like a look pass thing.
She's got Chargers over Titans.
Okay. Yep. That's fine.
Just money line. Eagles over Cowboys.
I don't know that I love that one either, but okay.
Jets over Cardinals.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. Yeah, we're starting to lose it.
Lions over Texans.
Definitely. Yeah.
And then a Monday Night Football could all come down to this. Rams over Dolphins.
Rams over Dolphins. I like.
$12,000.
Nice.
Coming her way.
Now, if she hits on the first 12 legs, Keith,
I'm cashing out like a
we'll have to talk about
that. We'll have a good breakdown on Monday.
Long tease. We'll have a good break. Yeah. It's a holiday for a lot of you out there. We'll be working on Veterans Day. We appreciate all that they do, but we'll be working. We can break that down. So that's the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Tyrone Tracy, DeAndre Swift, CeeDee Lamb, Vikings defense against Mac Jones, and Justin Jefferson. $10 wins you a grand. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. We'll get into Jerod Mayo. Some interesting comments today about his coaching future in New England, because of course. And, would any potential outside candidates be lining up to coach Drake May? We'll get to all that next.